The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, and he locked up John the Baptist in prison. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. All right. We are looking today at Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made, I will bring them. What do you think? Seriously, what do you think? What do you think about that passage?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Heartwarming, comforting. Other thoughts? God loves me. And that's all right, isn't it? There's nothing better than that.
How many times in the Bible it says, fear not?
Ah, good question. Good question. Where does it say, fear not?
A couple times in this passage.
Where else might it say, fear not, or be not afraid? Do not be afraid. When Jesus was born, the angels came to Mary and to Joseph, right? Do not be afraid.
The shepherds,
be not afraid.
To Mary when the angel came.
Okay, yes, yes. And be not afraid. Be not afraid. Why not? Aren't those things scary?
Yeah, praise God.
Okay, why is that good?
Because he's with us and he loves us.
There's the end of the sermon right there. Amen. Because he loves us, and he is with us. It's as you said, Carolyn. It says it right in that passage. I love you. And it's beyond the I love yous that the kids text on their things. Oh, I love You see a lot of extra love. No offense, kids, with your devices. But sometimes we spread love a little too easily, don't we? That's another topic. I don't want to get off topic on that. Fear not. I love you. I'm with you. Fear not. I love you. I'm with you. I'm debating if you should raise your hand or not. Pastor Danny Tutwiler, one of my mentors, he likes to have questions where you raise your hand. But sometimes it's like, I don't really want to raise my hand on that one. How many of you good Christians of Advent Lutheran Church and Redeemer Lutheran Church and other churches that you've come to visit with us today? How many of you good Christian folks who have come to the table of the Lord strengthened by faith in Jesus' body and blood, knowing that you are a baptized child of God, called by name, fearfully, wonderfully made, how many of you walk with fear? Bob, you're 6'8". Okay, 6'2". Time has gotten Time has come and gone a little bit on that one. You're a big man. Why are you afraid? I put you right on the spot, didn't I?
But because my faith is not as strong as it should be, and I doubt.
My faith is not as strong as it should be, and I doubt. Don't we all carry that sort of a thing with us? You guys come here week after week after week.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
And that's why you come. It's part of it is like the gas station, right? You need gas to keep your car going down the road. You have to go every week to the gas station or your car is going to run out of gas and you'll be stuck on the side of the road. And that's part of why you come to this place. A lot of the reason you should come is to praise the Lord. To praise the Lord and say, Lord, thank you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. If it weren't for you, Lord, I just couldn't do anything. I'd be stuck. And that fear would paralyze us, wouldn't it? We would be in the mire. The world would take over. And so we come. Strong man that you are, and you come. Strong woman that you are, and you come. You come because you need to hear once again.
One and two.
Fear not.
One and two.
Fear not. I have redeemed you.
I've created you.
I've created you.
I've called you by name.
I've called you by name.
You are mine.
You are mine.
That's what I need to hear.
Fear not. I've created you. I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. Not just, hey, you. I can't think of all your names all the time. I love you all, and I try really hard to do names well. But sometimes I forget because I'm still human. God never forgets your name. He is called you by name, Gina. He has called you by name, Tom. He has called you by name, Asa. He has called you by name, Paul. Fear not. I'm with you. I love you. I don't know what it is in our society. We're in some ways kind of taught to, especially boys, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Eagle Scout. Don't be afraid. And yet, fears just come to us. The sinfulness of the world is still upon us. That law presses down upon us. And we know that there are troubles. We know that that sinful way about us keeps coming back. Temptation keeps coming back. Thoughts of whatever keep coming back. And yet the Lord says, fear not. I've called you by name. I love you. You are mine. This sermon's kind of gone. What's that Romans passage? Romans what?
6:1-11.
Romans 6:1-11. If you want to look it up in your bulletin. All right. Well, I said sinfulness. Sinfulness keeps going. Simpleness keeps going too. I'm proof of that. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? No! By no means. We died to sin. Are you dead to sin? According to the Word of God, you, believer in Jesus, who's been called by name, fear not, I'm with you, I've called you by name. You are dead to sin. And yet, in life, it doesn't always feel like that. We died to sin, how can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know, I think Paul's from Minnesota, or don't you know, that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may lead an old life.
No.
No. New life. A new life! A different life. A changed life. A redeemed life. Where you are released from the power of sin, you're dead to sin. Sin no longer has any power. Death no longer has any power. The devil no longer has any power as you are a redeemed and released child of God. Oh, and that's so good. If we've been united with him, then in a death like this, we'll certainly be united with him in his resurrection. Good news, right? We're part of the resurrection crowd. We're Easter Sunday people. That's why we come to celebrate our Sabbath on this Easter Sunday. A remembrance and a consideration of the resurrection to life that we too get. And that's what Paul is saying. You're part of it. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. But will we go back to sin? Yeah. Will it keep pressing upon us? Will the devil keep pressing upon us? Yeah. Will it cause doubts in our faith? Yeah. Will we sometimes cry and say, man, I'm so weak. Yeah. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. And in the same way, so count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And so you live a different life because you are a redeemed, released, resurrection kid of God. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. You are precious. My precious. You are precious. And you are honored. It says that that Jesus will leave the 99 others to seek after you. You are remembered. You are called by name. You are loved. You are precious. And the Lord will seek after you as that lost lamb and redeem you through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who died for you, who was raised to life for you, that you too have life forever. Where am I going with this? It's to say that as we are in this new year, as we face whatever challenge comes before us, as we are in a world that has sinfulness and work that wants to distract you from God's love, whatever happens in your life, things that want to take you away from God's love, that want to say, don't worry about it, Jesus. I am coming to you today to say, fear not. The Lord is calling. And He loves you. He cares for you. He knows you. He has compassion upon you. He is merciful to you. Even in a world marked by sin, He calls you by name. He knows you. He loves you. And He will always be your Savior. In this passage, this is the first time. Isaiah 43, this is the first time we hear the Lord say, I am the Lord your God, the only, the Holy One of Israel. I'm your Savior, saving you from the trouble and challenge that comes before you. Fear not. The Lord is with you. As you come and partake of the meal today, receiving Jesus into you, know that you can carry on. The group Kansas says it well. Carry on, my wayward son. Carry on, my wayward daughter. Because you're not wayward any longer. You are redeemed through the Savior, the Holy One of Israel. Redeemed and called a child of God. Let that go with you this week and always, that you know that that Savior is your Savior. And He is with you. What am I going to say? Amen. Always! Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessing of this church. Thank you for the blessing of you being our Redeemer who loves us, who made us, who calls us by name. Lord, help us to know that you will always go with us. Help us to know that whatever trouble comes in our lives, you guide us and lead us. And Lord, you take us back time and time again. We are precious and honored in your sight. and you take us from our sinfulness. And Lord, you give us life. You give us forgiveness. You give us comfort. And you strengthen our faith that we may go forth with fears reduced. Bless us all of our days. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus, our Savior. Amen.